106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. Looking back there with David Gates and Brad, there's Make It With You. More and Less, the Window Front Studio, Riverside Unique, and a Friday morning here as the weekend is approaching. And as the weather's breaking, it's beginning to be a good time to think about maybe making some changes in your life, too. And we've got the guy here who can help you do that. His name is Phil Anderson from Anderson Wellness Consulting. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning. How is everyone this morning?
That's great. It's wonderful. Good to have you back.
Thank you for having me back. We had a couple of really wonderful seminars earlier this month that we talked about here last time I was here, and got a chance to meet a few listeners and really share some education about dreams and visions and goals. And it got some really good feedback from it as well.
That's great. Well, let's talk about what you have planned ahead here.
Yes. So one of the key pieces of feedback that I got from the seminars was a really interesting question that someone asked. Said, is there a way to predict if someone's going to be successful with a wellness transformation?
It's a great question.
Wow, that's a great question.
And there's really four questions that I would ask someone to determine and really figure out if they're ready to make a change and if they're going to be successful with that change. And the questions are, number one, where are you now? Number two, where do you want to go? Number three, how do you want to get there? And number four, so what's stopping you? And that's interesting because the courses that I teach, the motivation course was a 2-week course, and then the nutrition course, which is a 4-week course, follow that same model. So like the nutrition course, the motivation course, the first week we cover the first two questions. Where are you now? Where you want to go? That's really a get to know you sort of thing. Then we get into the second part is to, okay, what's the plan? What's your vision? What's your dream? What's your goal? And then finally, you know, what's going to hold you back from achieving that?
See, those are all perfectly logical questions too, and it kind of pinpoints several key things that you need to think about, because you can't just rush into this aimlessly without having some sort of a goal. What are you hoping to accomplish by doing this, and how do you hope to get there? So then you begin to formulate a game plan. So it's very logical.
Yeah, if it's an open-ended sort of thing, it feels like it's just never going to, you know, happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you can set, you know, interim goals that allow you to reach that longer goal, it really does prove and it helps me determine right away if you're going to be successful or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's interesting too, because I'm sure you have people that are all at all different levels in the course together. So you have some people that are great at going, okay, I can define my goals and my steps and how I'm going to get there, and I can see what my obstacles are, and I'm going to be successful. And then you have some people that go, I don't know what my path's going to be. And, well, I've got this going on and this challenge and this. So they're quick at identifying the challenges, but maybe not the steps that they want to get there. And how do you work with that?
Well, it's really a matter of, and the courses that I offer are one-on-one courses. So we really have a dialogue, and I don't try and dictate to someone, this is what you should do. What I want to find out is what is it that you do, and then how can you make modifications to that to help you reach your goals? Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, with the nutrition course, for example, you know, that whole first week is just, where are you now? You know, what's your day like? What do you normally eat? You know, how does that flow? And then the second week we talk about, you know, where do you want to go? That's where we set some initial goals. We figure out exactly what's achievable. You know, right now we're coming up on the 4th of July. So 6 to 8 weeks here, you know, can you lose 10 pounds in 6 to 8 weeks? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be painful? Do you need to go on a diet? Do you need to go to the gym? No, absolutely not. And then, you know, when we get into week 3 and we start talking about, you know, how do you want to get there? That's the nuts and bolts part of it. You know, that includes a field trip usually where we go to the grocery store and say, okay, let's see what you normally buy. Let's, you know, figure out if there's better things that you can substitute that are going to make it easier for you. And then that last week, what's stopping you? That's the most fun, because that's that's the home visit.
Right.
That's where I come to your house.
Oh.
And go through your fridge and your cabinets with a trash bag.
There used to be a British TV show that the woman would do that. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, she'd open it up and they'd have just all this horribly bad for you food.
Right.
Right in the trash it would go.
That must be tremendous fun.
And if it's there, you eat it. I always used to joke that, well, the best way to get rid of the things that are bad in the house is to eat them.
Yes. And then they're gone.
Yeah.
And then
they always show up again. Yeah.
Yes.
And then the last week of that course is the what's stopping you part. Mm-hmm. So that's where we really go through meal prepping and how to put together everything you've learned over that 6 weeks to move forward. To be more effective as you go down there.
And I like the idea you're saying, you know, you don't have to exercise, you don't have to diet.
Right.
You make these simple, subtle lifestyle changes that are long term.
Exactly. The other big thing that came out of the seminars was a lot of people were concerned about the price, to be quite honest. My services, if you're not certain that it's going to work, it is an investment. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you're buying a gym membership or, you know, you're going on a meal plan or a meal delivery service where you're actually seeing tangible product. It's just us sitting down and talking.
Right.
So what I did, actually, I went to the Royal Farms the other day and I said, okay, how much is a soda, a bag of Sun Chips, and a Tasty Cake apple pie? And it came out to about $7.50.
Yeah.
Okay, and you figure you're spending that 5-6 days a week, and that's not unusual for most people, especially those mm-hmm. who are working. Mm-hmm. So, you know, over the course of 6 weeks, we're talking about roughly $300, which is about half of what I would normally charge for this. So what I'd like to offer your listeners today, the first three people that go to my website, AndersonWellnessConsulting.com, there's a banner right at the top of the page. Click on that. It'll send me an email and let me know you're interested. I will offer 6 weeks of instruction for $299.
Wow.
So it's half price right now. That's going to be a limited time offer through the beginning of May, so 2 weeks here. And, please, if any of your listeners are interested in getting started with a wellness transformation, you know, this is the time to do it. Like I said, 10 pounds by the 4th of July is not unreasonable.
Well, you hit on a key word, too, that I wanted to kind of emphasize. You used the word investment.
Yes.
And it's funny because when you're talking about going to a local establishment and buying these items and you eat them, they're gone. But an investment is something that pays you back over the long run. So once you've got that education, you can use that. That's a one-time investment that when you get that wellness consulting, you can use that and carry it with you throughout the rest of your life.
Exactly. The word you use, the word education, and that was what I was going to emphasize to you, that really that's what I do, is I educate people on what wellness is and what aspects they may need to work on to achieve a healthier lifestyle.
And it's interesting you say that. So all you have to do, you're going to give them up anyway because you're on a path to a healthier life, is give up that Tasty Cake and soda. You put that, you're spending the money in a different place. So you're really not any out any extra money, and you're going to get a healthier lifestyle.
And I added it up. That snack that we just talked about is roughly 1,000 calories and roughly a full quarter cup of sugar.
Ooh.
Okay. Assuming you got a regular Coke and not a Diet Coke. But and that's roughly half of what you probably should be consuming. As far as the calories of your total day, you got half of it right there in your little snack.
And it doesn't allow for all those other meals. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
AndersonWellnessConsulting.com. Plenty of opportunities. Just click on a button and send me an email, and I'll get right back to you.
Sounds good. Phil, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me once again. Look forward to seeing you.